Hacker, Hater, Hero, Spy. Written by E. Kingston and read by Wilfriede0815. Fandom, Supergirl. Relationship, Kara Danvers / Lena Luthor. Rating, Mature. No archive warnings apply. Summary. In which Supergirl attends a fancy party in DC to stop a mysterious assassin, and wow, would you look at that, Lena Luthor is there too. What a complete and utter coincidence. Chapter 1. Oh, beans. Kara fidgets with the top button of her cardigan and frowns. The evening crowd gathered on the steps outside the entrance to the Potomac Pine Spine Resort looks fancy.
Alex,
she hisses into the comms device hidden behind her ear.
I need an invitation.
Her sister's reply comes through perfectly clear, even over their cross-country connection.
Oh, what you need is a reality check, she says. This is a presidential fundraiser, not one of your rooftop garden parties. Tickets are 50 grand a pop.
You have literally all of the DEO's resources at your disposal, Kara argues. She ducks behind an aging media magnate's model tall and barely legal date, narrowly avoiding the stone-cold glare of one of the Secret Service agents that mill about the crowd.
Can you at least ask Wynne to hack into the system and make me look like someone who's supposed to be here?
I'm a system software specialist, Wynne cuts in. Not a fairy godmother. Best I can do is feed them an all clear when they run a background check.
Kara sighs at his choice of words. Feeding, she laments silently. Food. Alex's phone call had come in just as Kara was prepping her pre-dinner, so she barely had time to scarf down two pizzas and heat vision a freezer bag of stir-fry before touching down in DC. She's famished.
I'm not going to blow the DEO's entire annual budget on my first solo command,
Alex snarks.
If you are, I have dibs on some body cams that aren't freaking useless,
Wynne says.
I can't believe you've all been bossing Supergirl here around for nearly a year without giving her the ability to run a live stream.
I said I'd be your eyes, Kara reminds him. I just need you to get me into the party first.
So what was the plan originally?
Wynne asks.
Show up, smile pretty, and hope for the best.
Kara sniffs at the air, perking up at the scent of... She's not quite sure, but it's something familiar, something delectable. Something likely coming from just beyond the stained glass doors she has no chance of entering through unseen.
I don't know, she pouts. I usually sort of whoosh my way in.
I told you stealth was the operative word for this mission,
Alex says.
I was hoping you would at least try to blend in.
Kara winces as another billion-dollar ball-gown-wearing baby gives her the stink eye.
I think blending in with this crowd would require a full-on teen movie-style makeover,
she grumbles, risking a quick glance over her shoulder to check whether she's still properly shielded from the Secret Service agents. And then she yelps, because the movement has put her nose to chest with the broadest of the bunch.
Ma'am, the agent's voice is a low rumble. Are you a guest at this event?
Kara has to lean back a little in order to meet his eyes.
No, she stammers. Kara Danvers, sir.
She reaches into her messenger bag, digging for a press pass to prove she's not a threat. Unfortunately, her effort has the exact opposite effect.
Hands where I can see them.
The agent's order is followed by a small commotion, some gasps and a scuffle in the crowd, and when Kara returns her attention to the man in front of her, she finds herself looking down the barrels of no less than three very determined-looking Glocks.
Jeepers.
She can't let them shoot her, Kara decides. Someone might get hurt. So she decides to move, the jazz music pouring out from the ballroom doors turning goopy and warped as she speeds up, the confused expressions on the guests' faces turning them into frozen caricatures of themselves. She has just enough time to wonder how on earth she's going to explain away three super swiftly disarmed Secret Service agents when a gentle hand brushes her elbow. Kara can't say what it is exactly. The suddenly stronger notes of spiced cherry scenting the evening air? The broadness of those fingertips? But she recognizes her instantly. She stops, allowing the rest of the world to catch up to her. It's Lena.
Is there a problem here, gentlemen?
Lena Luthor's rich alto rings out just behind Kara's shoulder, haughty and annoyed. The edge to it makes Kara squirm a little bit.
Combined with the inquisitive squeeze she gives Kara's bicep, it also resonates a little differently, a fair bit further down. Or maybe that's just Kara's stomach growling. The agents straighten when they realize who they're dealing with, lowering their guns until they're pointed at their feet. Kara straightens too, taking in Lena's regal profile and her dangerously off-shoulder emerald gown.
Lena!
It leaves her in a soft, startled breath.
Lena?
Alex squawks.
Lena Luther? What is she doing in DC?
Wynn's fingers perform a quick tap dance on his keyboard.
Looks like Hetco's most controversial cover girl is on the guest list.
Lena's gaze is glacial, and fixed firmly on the agent in front of her. Would you care to explain why you just pulled a gun on my security detail? She demands.
Her what?
Kara chokes, coughs, clears her throat, and prays it's enough to cover her surprise.
Miss Luther,
she corrects, her voice cracking when she aims for a more appropriately gruff register.
Ma'am, it appears that, Mr...
The agent stares at her, unblinking.
Mr. Service and his men here are...
Kara pumps an awkward fist and grimaces.
On the ball.
Wynn snorts. Alex sighs. Kara ignores them both, because her brilliant subterfuge has finally earned her Lena's eyes.
If perhaps a little trigger-happy, Lena allows.
Her coal-lined lashes swoop low, one corner of her mouth tucking up in a slyly pleased expression,
and there it is, yep.
That weird magnetic pull Kara has been feeling each time Lena's eyes meet her own. The one Kara still isn't sure Lena has noticed, too. Kara flexes a little to fill out the sleeves of her soft wool cardigan. Just to make sure she looks as bodyguard-like as possible, of course. If it makes Lena's hand linger a moment longer, the pat of her thumb tracking the movement of muscle in Kara's arm, well, that must mean it's working, right?
This was not cleared ahead of time, the Secret Service agent grumbles, regarding them with open skepticism.
Wasn't it? Lena hums. Well.
And then, wonderfully, ridiculously, she tucks two of her long fingers into a purse and wells out a glossy black credit card.
I'm sure the president's re-election campaign can find a use for an additional 50K.
By the time Kara finds the breath to protest, she's not only been waved through security, but also helped into a loaner Ralph Lauren jacket. It's crisp and clean, and it pairs surprisingly well with her slim navy chinos. At least, that's what Kara assumes Lena's appreciative smirk is meant to indicate. The interior of the grand ballroom is exactly what Kara thinks hell might look like. It's all antique upholstery and delicately carved wooden paneling, rickety tables and crystal chandeliers. What Kara sees is, very simply put, a pile of priceless rubble if she so much as breathes too hard. Lena glides through the crowd, the other guests moving around her like water parting at the ship's bow. Kara is a pot of dolphins, tumbling and leaping and chattering at her side.
You didn't need to do that, she says. I don't know how I'll ever repay.
Lena stops her with a dark look as she plucks two glasses of champagne from a mustachioed server's tray.
Nonsense, she says, their fingers grazing when she hands one to Kara. That's what friends are for.
Kara hesitates, searching Lena's face for clues as she accepts the wine.
Are they friends?
Kara isn't sure. Their acquaintance has been a brief but unexpectedly fervent thing, and so far Kara hasn't been able to figure out why.
Besides, Lena says, leaning in so they won't be overheard, you're the one doing me a favor. I hate these events. It'll be nice to see at least one friendly face in the crowd.
Kara winces playfully.
Oh, I wish you hadn't said that, she jokes. Now the pressure's on me to make sure you're having fun.
Lena smiles before dropping her gaze.
I wouldn't worry about that, she says. I actually think that right now, you're probably the most interesting person in the room.
Kara laughs a little too uproariously.
Even if that were true, which I sincerely doubt, she says, I won't be here for long.
She winks.
I hear the president's on her way.
I too have heard that rumor, Lena says. She's grinning now. Her eyes are an almost translucent green, sparkling under the light from the chandeliers. Though off the record, of course, she hushes, leaning in close without breaking eye contact. I hear Olivia Marston may not be this evening's most high-powered guest. On the other side of the country, Wynne gasps.
Hold up,
he says.
Is she saying what I have been saying?
Alex hums dubiously.
Sure sounds like it to me.
Kara resists the urge to roll her eyes at her paranoid peanut gallery. Oh, she says to Lena, just to prove how wrong Wynne and Alex are. Are you expecting someone? And then, with a sudden realization that punches painfully into the hollow of her stomach, your date? To Kara's further consternation, Lena's cheeks color slightly. I'm not sure I would call it that, she says. She looks down, fiddling with the bracelet she's wearing, which Kara now realizes blinks into and then out of a much chunkier-looking watch at the touch of Lena's thumb. At least for now, it looks like I'm flying solo, she says. And then she adds, meeting Kara's eyes again with a funny little twist of her lips, much like yourself, I suppose. On the other side of the country, Wynne lets out a whoop of vindication.
I knew it,
he crows.
I told you she knows you're Supergirl. What a surprise,
Alex deadpans. Kara sighs. See, it's like this. According to James, Lena is as evil as her brother. Wynne just thinks she's a chaotic neutral genius and far too smart not to have sniffed out Kara's secret identity by now. And Alex's assumptions are some cynical amalgamation of both. She insists that Lena is in the know and up to no good, and that her bids for Kara's friendship are all part of the well-practiced Luther family gambit to make sure they keep their enemies close. But Kara herself has been given no reason at all to believe that Lena knows. None of her teasing remarks and significant glances carry the bitterness of bad blood or the artifice of hidden agendas. When Lena looks at Kara, the way she's looking at her now, the intensity behind it seems to insinuate a very different kind of interest. Well, Kara says, trying not to blush at Lena's fond observation, I always enjoy spending time with you, so I'm thrilled you came alone. I usually do, Lena huffs, and then, with a glance at the night sky outside the window, her voice too soft to be heard by anyone lacking Kara's superpowered ears, though I really hope things will turn out differently tonight. Kara watches her for a moment, not understanding the taut line of Lena's shoulders, the nervous muscle twitching at her jaw. Lena appears to make a conscious effort to shake it off, before returning her attention to Kara. But that would be terribly selfish of me, she continues, smiling at her as if they're sharing a private joke. You didn't fly all the way to DC just to keep me company. No, Kara shrugs. She fiddles with her press pass, tucked back into her pocket, safely out of sight. I'm, here on business. But I would have been super, psyched if I'd known you were going to be here. You're like the coolest... Kara stutters to a brief halt, flustered. The coolest person that... I know. Lena's answering smile is a little sad. I hope you'll still think that when the night is over, she says, the corners of her mouth tucking down as she scans the crowd. I don't expect most of these people will have kind things to say about me, but I appreciate the sentiment. I appreciate you, Kara says, holding out her drink as if she's making a toast. This is a whopper of a way to support the Fourth Estate. Lena clinks Kara's glass with her own, her grin pressing charming creases into the bridge of her nose. Anything to aid the free press, she says, winking. Now go, make Cat Grant proud. It isn't until the third or fourth time Alex calls her name that Kara realizes she's openly staring at Lena's swaying hips as her new friend walks away.
What the hell just happened?
Her sister demands. Lena Luther just put down $50,000 just to get me in the door, Kara breathes out, tearing her eyes away from the mesmerizing display. Also, I'm going to have to somehow convince Snapper to let me do an article on President Marston. Alex gnashes her teeth loud enough for Kara to hear.
It will be an obituary if you don't get your head in the game.
Kara takes a deep drink from her glass instead of taking her sister's bait. The bubbles prickle pleasantly against her tongue, but do nothing to calm the pounding of her heart. Or her appetite. I still don't understand why you couldn't just forward the message when intercepted directly to the Secret Service, she whispers behind her glass. This hardly feels like the DEO's wheelhouse.
Alex scoffs.
Thanks for the vote of no confidence. Looks like you have at least that much in common with Marston's benefactors. Right? She likes to pretend we don't exist at all,
Wynne says.
Which, can we really blame her? Considering our usual operations don't exactly align with... Can it, Wynne?
Alex says.
We didn't hire you for your political commentary. Understood.
Wynne clears his throat. Then he continues, in an uncanny monotone.
Madam President is en route. The motorcade is proceeding on schedule. Wynne managed to gain access to the Secret Service comms,
Alex explains.
While you were busy flirting with Lex Luthor's sister.
I was not, Kara says, tugging at the collar of her shirt. Lena is just... like that. What you heard was purely...
She's really warm, all of a sudden. What is it Eliza used to say? Feed a fever, starve a cold? Kara really should eat something, simply for the sake of her health.
Professional? Sure.
Alex draws.
The way you were talking my ear off about this woman while I was trying to binge-watch Stranger Things last week was purely professional? Should we, maybe...
Wynne wonders.
And I can't believe it's me saying this, but... focus? On the tiny matter that is the rumored impending assassination of the first non-human president of the United States?
Kara tries. She really does. Polite interrogation is where she's supposed to shine, after all, as Catco's most practiced at being undercover reporter. Blending in with the crowd, mingling up a storm, making subtle yet incisive inquiries while professionally not letting herself get distracted by the stacked buffet on one end of the dance floor, or the unobstructed view of Lena Luthor's cleavage on the other.
Good evening, gentlemen, Kara says, for one such instance. It's an energetic, confident start.
Carla, Dan...
Durs, she corrects.
Private security.
All right, that one was a little less elegant, but she saved it in time.
So, Marston Baker 2018, am I right?
She chuckles, moving her hand like she's waving a small election flag. Woo! She's met with puzzled glances, but she barrels bravely on.
I mean, it's safe to say we're all firmly in the woo camp here, right?
She eyes her current subject sharply, looking for a furtive glance, a telltale flush, or maybe a conveniently sprouting pair of horns. When no villain reveals themselves, she decides to press the point a pinch.
Like, how safe exactly would that be for me to say? She asks. Not that I'm implying there's a safety issue, of course. Ha! Huh? Obviously there isn't.
She taps a finger to her lip as though a thought has just occurred to her.
Or is there?
Kill me now.
Alex's groan comes through muffled, as if she's talking into her hands.
Only if you leave me your Ducati. Shut up, Wynne. Roger that.
There you are. For the second time that evening, Kara hears her before she sees her. Lena's hand slips around her elbow again, smoothly pulling Kara away from her now thoroughly perturbed audience.
You're welcome, she whispers when they're out of earshot, her mouth curling with mischief.
She's so close and so, gosh, just so pretty in her sleek, soft-looking dress that Kara doesn't register where they're going until she's hit by the heavenly scent of high-quality Asian cuisine. Lena has led them to the buffet, where an ocean of appetizers awaits at the foot of a champagne tower. Kara tucks her tempted fingers deep into the pockets of her pants. The champagne glasses are stacked nearly high enough to kiss the bottom of the aforementioned chandeliers, and Kara has never really given it any conscious thought, but she now recognizes that the exact shape of the concept of impending disaster is a setup precisely like this one. Lena picks up a platter and starts plating finger foods with an admirably fearless resolve. And here I thought you were supposed to be saving me tonight, she hums. Kara blinks up from the food to Lena's chest, oops, before meeting Lena's eyes.
Save you? She says.
Haha, what, like some sort of superhero? Or, you know, whatever?
Lena seems to find Kara's flustered stammering terribly amusing.
No, silly, she says, smiling so fondly at her that it makes Kara a little lightheaded. As my bodyguard, of course.
Oh,
Kara recovers,
Right, that's me.
She grins, puffing out her chest and clicking her heels and keeping her eyeline firmly above Lena's shoulders.
At your service, ma'am. Ready to guard your,
she holds.
Your body,
she finishes, flinching.
Lena looks almost dangerously entertained now, the upward tilt of her chin holding steady while her gaze drops to Kara's chin, her chest, her thighs.
In that case, she says, her eyes flitting back up to catch Kara's own, we'd better make sure you keep your strength up. Her left eyebrow curves up sharply, making the temperature between them rise a quick and easy 10 degrees, like an oven preheating in preparation for a yummy home-cooked meal. Just as Kara's Pavlovian response kicks in properly at the thought, Lena gives her a dimpled smile and extends her plate an offering.
And, oh goodness, oh goddess, Kara's in love with her, isn't she?
Okay, wow,
Wynn over-announces in Kara's ear, making her flinch at the reminder of their audience and her true purpose here tonight.
Is it me, or did everybody's glasses just steam up? Yeah,
Alex drawls, furrowing her brow so severely that Kara can hear it even from 2,000 miles away.
That woman is definitely up to something.
Kara blows out a breath. Because, listen, she understands why her sister is jumpy tonight, given the situation at hand and John being off-world and all, but she's beginning to worry that Alex's Luther-related paranoia is getting in the way of her doing her job.
I'm sorry, Lena says, blinking. I thought...
She takes in a breath, looking almost sheepish for a brief private moment. Aren't potstickers your favorite?
I really hate to say it, Kara,
Alex lies.
But the fact alone that Luther just happens to be there tonight is super shady. I know it's hard for you to hear because you're crushing hard.
Kara's about to tell her sister something she'll be unable to justify as any of her aliases, be it reporter, bodyguard, or a government-sponsored superhero, when Lena swears under her breath. It's actually probably the casual cruelty with which Lena sets aside the plate of potstickers just before Kara can reach for them that draws her attention back to the ballroom. But it's for the best, because even Kara's superhearing would have missed a disgruntled mumble across the dance floor behind her otherwise.
Trouble, she whispers.
A glance over the rim of her lead-lined glasses reveals that the guy who served them their champagne has slipped from the room and is currently climbing out an open window just off the kitchen. He's also mysteriously missing his mustache. Lena sniffs at her champagne and then looks at Kara's mostly empty glass, her brow furrowing.
Forgive me, she says, plucking the drink from Kara's fingers.
What's going on?
Alex asks.
That's fine, Kara stammers. I think I'll just step outside for, like, a second.
Through the thick concrete wall, she can see the server reach into his pocket for what looks like some sort of electronic gadget. A communications device? A detonator?
Are you feeling all right?
Lena's brows press together in what looks like genuine concern.
Maybe we should...
Catch up later?
Kara grins brightly, nearly tripping backwards over her own feet. Kara fast walks out through the hall and into the garden, where the server has stepped behind the hedge, tucking himself carefully out of sight.
Drop it,
Kara tells him, grabbing his shoulder with just enough unintended force to make him drop his... vape. It's just his vape. She tells Alex and Wynn as much.
What is your problem, lady?
The server sneers, before retrieving it and dusting it off.
Smoking kills!
Kara gives him a sunny smile, her hands up in surrender as he heads back inside, still grumbling. Wynn snorts.
Nicely handled, Carla. All right,
Alex says.
Enough. Here's what we're gonna do.
And Kara can already tell she's not going to like what her sister is about to say.
There's obviously a connection between Luther's presence and the presidential death threat we received.
Shocker.
You're gonna have to find out what she's up to, so we have some actual intel we can take to the Secret Service without further risking the DEO's reputation.
Are you serious? Kara hisses.
A nearby boxwood shrub explodes in a cloud of green, unprepared for her outburst. Kara presses her fingers to her lips, relieved to find that no one witnessed her unintentional landscaping stint.
Oh no,
Wynn says flatly.
Poor you. When will someone order me to keep my finger on the pulse of the most beautiful woman in the room? Shut up, Wynne,
Alex snarls. Kara cuts across the lawn, away from the more vulnerable-looking vegetation.
Listen, she seethes at her sister. If you think I'm going to help you paint Lena as a villain just so you can win the president's approval, disregarding the fact that there may be an actual assassin on the loose...
No, you listen to me,
Alex barks.
Jean left me in charge. I'm the boss tonight. And right now, Lena Luther is the only suspect we have.
Lena Luther got me in the door,
Kara fumes, gesticulating as if Alex is in front of her. Haven't you both been trying to convince me she's only pretending she doesn't know I'm Supergirl?
Duh,
her sister says.
Did you not hear the way she said you flew here?
Airplanes exist, Alex.
Kara presses the palms of her hands against her eyes.
Wynne, she says, would you please talk some sense into...
Sorry, Kara,
Wynne says.
I'm siding with Big Sister here. The latter-day Luther is clearly dialing up the charm, and I can't think of another reason she'd do that other than to make sure you're distracted.
You're the ones distracting me,
Kara yells, wincing when a couple of wandering guests give her a wide and hostile berth.
Lena isn't her brother, she hisses once they pass. She's good, and I'm 100% on task.
She pauses, glancing around at the grounds that surround the resort.
Although I'm gonna go ahead and admit that I've no idea what I'm supposed to be looking for.
Well, we can probably rule out a handheld weapon,
Wynne says.
Security at the entrance was tight. Luther's always plan ahead,
Alex points out.
She probably had something hidden at the venue in advance.
Alex's blind insistence that Lena is involved in a plot to assassinate the President of the United States is really starting to tick Kara off. But she dutifully lowers her glasses to do a sweep of the grounds. The caterer's tent looks clean, and so do the guests clustered around the tables, the waitstaff wandering around, the couple slow dancing under the starry sky. Fairy lights have been strung between the trees, casting a soft golden glow over the fresh-cut lawn. A hint of honeysuckle scents the air. It's pretty, Kara thinks. Romantic, really. She almost wishes that, instead of having to play hero, she and Lena could be here on a...
Supergirl,
Alex presses.
Right, yes. 100%
on task.
I don't know what to tell you.
Except that you're obviously wrong. The place looks spotless. What flavor of villainy are we accusing Lena of, exactly? Mutant monkeys? Arson? Acid rain?
I'm still working on figuring that out,
Wynne says, nimbly sidestepping Kara's sarcasm.
The encryption on the message we intercepted is some of the most sophisticated stuff I've ever seen. I know you're not a fan of ChatGPT, Kara, but if we end up saving Madam President's life tonight, you'll have to change your stance on the benefits of artificial intelligence at least a little bit.
Kara rolls her eyes.
I told you a million times my beef isn't with analytical AI, it's the generative stuff that will be the death of...
What Wynne means,
Alex interrupts,
is that we should be ready for anything. Anything that's lethal to Darlins, more accurately,
Wynne points out.
Right,
Alex says,
which means something that would definitely be lethal to humans.
Lethal to Lena, Kara realizes with a renewed sense of urgency.
So no pressure, she surmises, gritting her teeth. Gotcha.
Kara spots Lena right as she says it. She's near the service corridor, giving their formerly mustachioed waiter a talking to of her own. Her body language is brisk and animated, and Kara's a little dazzled by the movements of her hands. They're so fluid and quick that she almost misses the business card Lena slips him. Kara smiles. Looks like Lena is even more dedicated to clean air and substance abuse prevention than the mission statement on Elcorp's website indicates.
Do you have eyes on the suspect?
Alex prods.
I see Lena, yeah,
Kara mutters testily. The server slinks away, sulking, and Kara's about to follow the pale, freckled slopes of Lena's shoulders back to the ballroom, when her sister starts buzzing in her ear again.
Try to cool it a little this time, with the chatter, she suggests.
Just
let Luther do the talking. See if she's the type to overshare when you make her squirm a bit.
Understood, Kara grinds out.
In silence,
Alex clarifies.
Yeah, Kara huffs. I got that.
End of chapter 1.